I think while things are not able to be announced right now, I've just visited with Minister McCauley, and we both acknowledge, frankly, when you look at North America, I like to say we live in the best neighborhood on the planet, and we've got too much in common to allow trade disruptions to divide us. And I'm hopeful that we can get back to the business of talking about how we can resolve this issue and do right and feed everyone. NAFTA has been generally good for agriculture in most aspects. There are a few maybe that have not fared as well, but we need to make sure that we have equivalency in food safety, sanitary, phytosanitary issues, and then let our producers compete. I'm all in favor of reciprocal trade type agreements. Certainly, we want to open our borders for products, but we want those other borders to be open as well. We have a great consuming nation here. China and Mexico have taken good advantage of that, but we also have exports that we need to send to Canada as well as Mexico.
The current trade climate is causing anxiety for U.S. farmers, and Perdue says he understands.
It's an anxious time. It's a legitimate anxiety, obviously placed in the situation of low commodity prices already. We can't afford trade disruptions. We've got to keep the markets going, and that's why we hope to get this resolved as soon as possible, because, you know, farmers are planning now. They're having to make cropping decisions, not just for 18, but even thinking with the farm bill into 19 and beyond. That's why we need a farm bill as well this year before expiration, so farmers can make those capital investments and other things that they need to do to keep their operations going.